Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. Here is Paul praying for these believers at Colossae. He's been praying, and he says, "And we pray this, in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work." That's how far we've reached so far. And then he goes on, growing, eh? Growing? Look at that. Bearing fruit. It's a picture of a fruit tree, apple, pear, an olive or whatever. And we've reached the fruitful stage, the fruitfulness, the bearing of fruit, the ripeness. Surely this is the end, this is the goal, isn't it? The apple tree bears the fruit and we harvest it and we eat it. That's the end of the story. But Paul lets the illustration break down and he says, growing. Well, he takes us back to the beginning again. Surely fruit is the end, but there is no end here. It's a circular motion here. He takes us back to the beginning again. Fruitfulness, you might think, is the ultimate. But having reached the ultimate, we continue growing. Growing and increasing more and more. I believe he is talking about progressive sanctification. Now, I know some deny this. They deny that it exists. Well, of course, there is positional sanctification. We are absolutely perfect in Christ. But in our experience and daily living, we should be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this text here, growing in the knowledge of God and so on. But all in the context here, it is fruitfulness and a godly life, walking worthy of the Lord, well pleasing to him, delighting him in every way. And of course, it's not just this scripture, is it? How about John 15, verse 2? The vine. And what does the Father do with the vine? He is the gardener. He is the vine dresser. What does he do? He prunes it. He cares for it. Why? That it might bear much fruit and bear more fruit, increasing fruitfulness. Even to our last breath, brother and sister, we should be growing in grace, growing in Christlikeness, even more fruitful. 1 Peter 2:2, as babes, we grow. As mature Christians, as fruitful Christians, we continue to grow by the word. Ephesians 4:15, there's a growth, there's an increase, there's a development, there's a spiritual rising. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him. Grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Growing more and more up into him, like him. John Newton wrote this hymn in a prayer, "I ask the Lord that I might grow." And the Lord answered my prayer, but not in the way. He sent all sorts of things into my life which I didn't like, and he said, "This is the way I answer prayer for growth in grace." You see, we're not talking about dead religion. Ticking the boxes, accepting a creed, becoming a church member and sitting in a pew. We're talking about a living experience of knowing Christ, enjoying Christ, living for Christ, increasing, augmenting, adding to. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Add to your faith, add to your this, add to that, increase in this. Words like increasing measure, greater, fuller, richer, deeper, stronger, progress, increase, improvement. The path of the Lord, the righteous is at the just is a shining light, increasing, growing, developing more and more to the perfect day. Psalm 84, verse 7. We go from strength to what? To strength. We go from one strength to more strength to more strength. Philippians 3, verses 10 to 12. What does Paul say? Well, I'm in Christ. I know Christ. But now I'm not already perfect. I strain on, I press on for that which Christ has called me. I want more and more and more to be like him. And that's the word, more and more and more. What a wonderful picture. As I say, it's circular. Look at the whole prayer in that light. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We have not stopped. We can't stop. We can't stop praying this prayer for ourselves, and Paul can't stop praying it for the believers at Colossae, and asking God to fill you, but having filled you, to fill you with more, to fill you to overflowing. I have come that they might have life, says Christ, and have it more abundantly. The hyperbole here, the world would say OTT, over the top. No, no, no. It's increasing measure, pressed down, flowing over. Fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life, not have a dead religion, but a living life, a living experience, worthy of the Lord, and may please him in every way, more and more, bearing fruit in every good work, and actually increasing, growing, developing unto that perfect man and that perfect day. What a wonderful experience. What a wonderful demonstration. What a wonderful subject this is. What a wonderful illustration of the Christian experience. Look at these texts. John 15, 2 Peter 3, 1 Peter 2, Ephesians 4, 2 Peter 1, Proverbs 4, Psalm 84, Philippians 3. All of it saying what? Increasing, growing, developing, becoming more and more like Christ. Are you a young believer? Then you've just started to grow. Continue to grow. Grow today, tomorrow, the day after, and continue to grow. Are you a mature believer? Are you, like me, an aged believer? Are you getting near the last days, in the last chapter of life now? Then go on increasing in the knowledge, love, mercy, grace, and likeness to Christ. This is the glorious Christian experience. Oh, unbeliever, it's not just ticking some boxes and accepting a few doctrines. It's knowing Christ, and it's having the sap, as it were, the life of God within the soul, the Spirit of God within, bursting, growing, developing, so that we become increasingly like Christ. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. I'm not preaching religion to you. I'm preaching the life and the experience and the joy and the increasing joy and experience of Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, may we enter into this more and more. And today may we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. May we, in the spirit of Colossians 1:10, grow today, fruitful, but even more fruitful today than we were yesterday. More like Christ, more like Jesus every day. May God bless us in our walk, yes, our walk, our progress, to our dying day. May we increase in the knowledge and experience and love and grace of God in Christ by the Spirit. Amen.